Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's 9:18 on Total Information AM, and this week we mark 25 years since the Columbine Massacre and the continued threat of school shootings. On April 20th, 1999, two teens went on a shooting spree, killing 12 students and a teacher before taking their own lives in the Columbine High School library. Laura Farber was a 14-year-old Columbine freshman at the time of the shooting. She produced the documentary We Are Columbine to give voice to the experiences of her fellow survivors.
I think a lot of us felt like we always had to be aware of our surroundings, because at any moment, anything can happen. So where are my exits? Where's the easiest way to get out? Where's the door? So anytime I walk into a room, I know how to get out of that situation. And then, you know, and stuff that I didn't relate to trauma, but later found out after talking to everyone that, you know, when I go to a concert, for example, I'll be more towards the back, right, versus the front where I could feel trapped. And I just thought that was kind of normal until, you know, I met my husband and we started hanging out and he wanted to go to the front and I wanted to stay in the back, and here we are. So just stuff like that. And honestly, like anger issues, I was having, I don't know, probably 10, 12 years after that I couldn't really pinpoint. And so I started boxing, for example. That was sort of a way to work that through.
Laura, how do you view the current state of gun violence in schools and what we are seeing today?
I just think the culture in our country needs to change. I'm so upset every time I hear about another shooting, right? My heart aches, and I'm like other people and just sick of the, we're sorry for your loss and stuff like that. Cause that helps, but it's fleeting.
Laura, what would you say to current high school students, many of whom after seeing this happen over and over in their lifetime, don't feel like it's an if, but it's something will happen in their schools?
Yeah, I know. It's really scary. You know, and I want to empathize with the students, and remind them that high school is not forever. It's only 4 years to just make it through. And then give yourself permission to take care of yourself, And if you're having feelings, I think, you know, reach out to somebody and also be kind. I think that's one of the main lessons that I learned from Columbine and from making the film was just, you know, how are we treating each other? And if we could be kinder and more empathetic and sympathetic as a society, I think we'd be better off.
The motive of the Columbine shooters is still unknown. There's been a great deal of speculation about what factors led to their actions. I spoke with Clemson University psychology professor Robin Kowalski, who studied what school shooters have in common.
I do want to be careful that I'm not coming across as profiling because there's many people, for example, one of the factors is that they tend to have a long-term history of rejection, most commonly bullying. Well, you know, there's so many young people in particular who have a history of bullying who obviously don't go on to perpetrate a shooting. So that's why, you know, we can't profile, but it does get at the heart of what we can do. So to answer your immediate question, you know, some of the factors that we looked at were, like I said, a long-term history of rejection, particularly bullying. Sometimes it may be accompanied by an acute rejection experience, a short-term rejection experience, like a recent breakup with a girlfriend or boyfriend. There's oftentimes a history of mental health issues. There's a fascination with violence that oftentimes, particularly in the K-12 shootings, takes the form of a fascination with previous shootings, and then a fascination with death.
Looking at the work you have done, I want to dig a little bit more into the fact that a lot of these individuals feel, and one of them said, you know, rejected and insignificant.
Yes. One of the key factors, and honestly, I believe that this is a key factor with shootings and with honestly just life in general. And the construct is called psychological mattering. The construct itself means, and you alluded to this with what you just said to me, if somebody feels like they matter, then they feel like they are important or that they are significant to other people. And I believe, and bullying is a good example of this, I believe that when people feel rejected, for example, they have a long-term history of rejection, they feel like they don't matter to other people. And, you know, if people feel, particularly over the long haul, feel like they don't matter, I think they feel like, you know, what do I have to lose? It's my belief that if we can start early in K-12, even younger, making people feel like they matter, making people feel like they are important, making people feel like they are significant, then we can go a long way toward reducing people's feelings like they don't belong, reducing people's feelings like they're rejected, making people feel like they have a significant place in the world.
In the years since the Columbine killings, schools have instituted intruder drills. Dr. Melissa Brimer, Director of Terrorism and Disaster Programs at the UCLA Duke National Center for Child Traumatic Stress, tells us about the current best practices to help kids face potential threats.
So we want to help kids understand that there's a different options. If we are in a classroom, you want to hide away. You want to lock the doors. You want to make sure you're not near any glass or windows. And you do want to hide so that if there is an intruder in the school, it looks like no one is in that classroom, and it helps to protect. But not all these incidences are in a place where kids can hide right away. And so it's also important to, if you're out at recess or out in public, then you want to run away. You want to get away from the incident or get away from the potential intruder. And so it's important to have these options so that they don't feel stuck in the moment.
How do we help kids understand that this can be empowering instead of a fearful moment?
Absolutely. So we do need to be thinking about how we can be doing these so that they're not so anxiety provoking. So they don't need to be unannounced. If we have them announced where parents can talk to their kids, teachers can talk to the kids prior to a drill, explain why these are happening. We can also make sure that those kids that might be a little bit prone to be anxious, are we helping them think about what coping skills they can be using to successfully comply with the drills? And checking in with kids afterwards, did they have any anxieties? Do they need to use some of those coping skills to help them? So when we do it where everyone is involved, then we can answer those questions for kids in that developmentally appropriate way. For younger kids, we may not be talking about it from an intruder. We may be saying, you know, if there's a safety situation at school, we may have times where you have to follow your teacher's instructions, and that may mean that we lock the doors. Older kids, you're going to have more of a conversation with them because they understand and they see mass violent episodes either on social media or on the news, and they know what's happening in different communities.
You can hear our full interviews on the Total Information AM podcast page at KMOX.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.